USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions. Wang is a Chinese-born naturalized United States citizen, fourth-year doctoral student of history at Princeton University. He was arrested in August of 2016, carrying out research on Iran's Qajar dynasty for his PhD, according to the university and the U.S. government. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave lawyers for President Donald Trump a temporary win in their bid to block subpoenas issued by House Democrats involving the president's financial records. Lawyers had asked the Supreme Court to block the subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and Capital One for the president's financial records. Ginsburg granted their request for the stay, but it expires in only 1 week, barring further action from the court. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Billionaire Elon Musk has won his latest lawsuit. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
A Los Angeles jury has determined that Elon Musk didn't defame a British diver in 2018 when he called the man a pedo guy after a fight over the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a Thai cave. Vernon Unsworth sued Musk in September 2018. The case stems from an offer by Musk to send miniature submarines to aid in the rescue of the trapped soccer team. Unsworth was critical of his offer, which led to a public feud online, where he referred to Unsworth as a child rapist.
Pacific Gas and Electric agreed to pay victims of California wildfires $13.5 billion in damages, covering four deadly blazes from 2015 to 2018. PG&E said in a statement that all major wildfire claims are on a path to be resolved because of the settlements, which must be approved by a bankruptcy court because the San Francisco-based utility has sought Chapter 11 protection. PG&E announced plans in January to file for bankruptcy because it faced billions of dollars in potential damages in claims, some of which blame the faulty or aging equipment for the fires. The $13.5 billion comes on top of a $1 billion deal already made with the cities, counties, and other public entities, and an $11 billion agreement with insurers and others that cover claims for the 2017 and 2018 wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.